Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment crashes. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And we are also affiliate of Shop Caterpillar. With that, we get credit to help pay for this podcast by clicking on this link in case you guys are looking to buy any Caterpillar apparel, shirts, hats, keychains, phone cases, stuff like that. You name it, with anything with the cat logo on it. Go to this site, which is affiliate link, www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Heavy equipment crashes have claimed many lives, and we are yet to do something concrete about this. These sort of crashes happen more often in small construction sites where the work is in charge of small-time contractors who are not interested in spending any money in buying modern heavy equipment, nor want to recruit competent heavy equipment operators. These crashes are somewhat taint that overall picture of the construction industry. On one hand, people consider this business as one of the most profitable businesses, and on the other hand, it is also being frowned at due to sheer negligence on part of the contractors and other coworkers. Some accidents happen due to poor quality of heavy equipment. Some happen due to experienced men working on the machine, and some are due to negligence adopted by people working on the job sites. Overall, the ultimate sufferers are the men and women who work in such a risky environment and are prone to become victims of such a fatal accident or crash. One such crash happens with the earth-moving excavator, which was working next to a pond, mistakenly went inside it and got submerged into the pond. The operator dies in this instance. These types of crashes have become quite common, but this can't be used as an excuse. There is a human life that is getting lost in this process, and it is high time that people start taking such crashes very seriously. Also, take prevention actions to avoid them in the future. Incidents like workers getting crushed to death have also come in the forefront. The patterns of accidents may not be common, but the incidents are becoming rapid, and the need of an hour is to ensure that the mechanisms are put in place to curb such accidents, and if at all they occur, then there should be enough resources to tackle the problem and get the man out of the death trap. Some learning that we can take from such accidents is to refrain from recruiting incompetent operators. They can pose direct threats to their lives as well as the life of the others. Hiring inexperienced operators is still manageable, as he can be given the right kind of training and can be used as a useful resource. You can figure out the competent and incompetent operators from his attributes and his attitude towards work. This should give you a clear indication whom you should keep and whom you should fire. Also, make sure that you do not give a lot of stress to the operator. Let him or her work in a comfortable environment. He or she is bound to make mistakes if they is under any sort of stress, and any small area on his or her part can cost you dearly. While the heavy equipment is on the row, clear instruction should be given to other workers to not work around it. They can move to a different place to do something else, but not wander around the machine. Follow these steps and can only minimize the incidence of heavy equipment crashes and bring down the figures of death toll on the job sites. Again, safety first, people. Always keep your eyes and your head rotating. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.